Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So it looks like closing arguments will be Thursday and Friday for Sean Diddy Combs. The defense rested this afternoon after 30 minutes and no witnesses.
30 minutes?
Yep.
They're like, didn't do it. We rest.
Prosecutors went for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That is a defense team's way of saying, we don't even need to bother.
We got nothing.
Or the burden of proof is on you.
That's
you
right.
Prove it. The more we say, the worse it gets. Mm-hmm. The more witnesses we put up there that are then available to cross-examine, the worse it gets. So we're not going to say anything.
Huh.
Update,
they think he's going to walk.
Update to a case involving a former local television news anchor. I did not work with her. But we need to look up when she was there, and I think it was Channel
41
or 4. Former TV news anchor Stephanie Hockridge has been convicted in a massive scheme to fraudulently obtain COVID relief funds. Now, she left Kansas City, went to Phoenix for 7 years.
Okay.
She has been convicted on one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in a federal case involving hundreds of millions of dollars in COVID relief. Here's the deal. The jury found her guilty on one count. She was acquitted on 4 other counts.
Hmm. She was at Fox 4, by the way. Fox 4.
I thought it might have been Fox 4. Her conviction apparently was announced on Friday, and her husband now is up to bat during his trial, and he is accused of being kind of the ringleader of things, Scott. According to federal prosecutors and investigative reports, she and her husband fraudulently obtained more than $300,000 in Paycheck Protection Program loans for themselves, including one application that falsely claimed he was a veteran and an African-American. He's neither.
Yep.
Then, after they are alleged to have done all of this,
do you remember her?
No, they jetted off to Puerto Rico, which has no capital gains tax, and some luxury beachfront apartment. Now, she's acquitted of 4 counts, but convicted on 1. Do you do prison for?
You can. I believe a count of wire fraud federally. Sam, would you double check my work here if you don't mind? I believe wire fraud federally carries a prison sentence of between 10 and 20 years.
A maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000.
Do they get to keep all of the money from the ill-gotten gains?
Typically, no.
Probably not.
His trial starts in August.
So she could go to prison for 20 years. I think that's highly unlikely.
Was she filing under a business?
Yeah. Oh, Sam,
what
they were doing is teaching other people and charging them on how to push through
COVID-19 funds.
COVID-19 funds successfully.
If the fraud involves a financial institution or a presidentially declared disaster,
which COVID-19 would have been.
Yep.
That goes up to 30 years and a $1 million fine.
Well, good. Good. From the New York Post, call it Aaron Rodgers' swan song. The 41-year-old quarterback revealing today on the Pat McAfee show that the upcoming NFL season with the Steelers will likely be his last. Quoting here from Rodgers, "I'm pretty sure this is my last season, and that's why we did the one-year deal." He's going to get paid $13.5 million to play for the incredible Pittsburgh Steelers for 1 year.
Oh, they're going to be incredible.
Yeah.
Incredibly bad.
Royals are at home tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. Game starts at 6:40. If you have tickets to that one, take water. Drink copious amounts of water.
The New York Mets have expanded their array of left-handed relief options. Dick Lovelady, who recently opted out from his minor league contract with the Twins, reached an agreement Monday on a major league deal with the Mets, according to an industry source.
I'm sorry, wait.
Dick Lovelady, who is 29 years old.
His name is not Dick Lovelady. It's not.
Appeared in two games for the Blue Jays this season after bouncing between the Cubs and the Rays last year.
Didn't he used to play here?
He is a former pitcher for the Royals. That is correct.
That's why I'm reporting this news.
Okay.
That's the only reason I am reporting this news is because of the local connections.
Got it.
At the time, he went by Richard.
The Mets' only lefty in the bullpen is Jose Castillo, who arrived in a trade last month. Now they have Dick Lovelady.
Got it.
I feel like the pause was at the wrong part of the name there, but...
Nope, we're good. We do not need to read anything else about that story at all.
All I do is read news.
We are not going
what I get paid for.
To put filth on these public airwaves, except we're going to talk around it for 1 second for one of my favorite stories in the whole wide world. Huh? Now, I want you all to know that I tried. I asked Scott. I went to bat for you all. I asked Sam. And then we kicked it up to New Boss to see if we could get this guest on our program in a very deliberate, intentional way.
Yeah, it was a unanimous no.
And every single time, these ding-a-lings said, not only no, hell no.
In fact, we used words that this potential guest would have likely used on the radio in front of our no.
Here's the story that has gone viral and created quite an argument out in the newsroom over whether or not we could have him on the show. Potty-mouthed Samuel L. Jackson parrot up for adoption in Massachusetts. A loud and explicit parrot has been causing quite a stir at a Massachusetts animal shelter. His name is Hendrix. He's a blue and yellow macaw, and he was recently surrendered to the Forever Paws Animal Shelter in Fall River, Massachusetts. It did not take the staff long to realize that Hendrix, do we have some audio, Sam? Hendrix comes with a rated R
mouth,
not safe for families, potty mouth.
At Forever Paws Animal Shelter in Fall River, if you ask any employee the best part of the job, they'd probably say something similar to this when it comes to animals up for adoption.
You see them blossom into the animal you know they can become, and then you see them go to their forever home.
But currently, there's one pet that might take a little extra patience.
We've definitely seen him come out of his shell. When he first came here, he was terrified.
And that's this parrot, Hendrix. Because while he's colorful on the outside, his language is too.
We try not to react because we don't want to encourage it. But there's times we have to leave the room to laugh.
Cracker?
2 months ago, the roughly 30-year-old feathered friend was surrendered by his owner, who had him for about 20 years.
He was being fed human cereal, white bread. That's why he's missing most of his feathers. It's malnutrition. He wasn't getting any of the minerals, none of the vitamins.
Staff here have been helping him readjust. But when it comes to his vocabulary, that's something that might take a little time.
If you call him a pretty bird, he'll say thank you. He'll say good morning, baby. Other than the niceties, that's as far as the niceties go.
That's right. Hendrix is a rated R bird.
The rest of it is slurs, cusses, things I can't repeat on camera.
He's partially nude, rude, and crude.
What are you doing with that foot?
He may not flip you the bird, but he'll voice it.
There was nobody in this room with him. Everybody was up front, and we just heard him start cussing up a storm. So we're not sure.
So when the shelter posted on social media that he's in need of a home, comparing him to Samuel L. Jackson.
The first time I heard him drop the MF-er word, it was the first thing I thought of was snakes on a plane.
Okay, well.
I said, what if we just have the staff on and the bird can be in the background? No! What if we have our fingers on the dump button and we just see what the bird says? So, no!
Well, no.
They all said no to me.
Well, the reason for that is, that interview is going to get cut short because that bird is going to say MF-er and we're going to have to dump it. And then once we dump it, we're at 0 seconds of dump.
They're calling the bird Samuel L. Jackson.
I understand. But as soon as that bird, and I wouldn't even be able to listen to the answers given by the staff because all I'm listening for is that bird in the background because I'm not paying $250,000. After I got hacked today, I don't have it.
I'm just telling our listening audience that I tried. Could we also talk about the fact that that bird, Hendrix, was with a family for 20 years and then
they surrendered
him?
Where do you think Hendrix learned it?
20 years. Anyone who thinks it's okay to get a bunny during Easter time, not. Or one of those little bearded dragons that lives 942 years, not. Mm-hmm. Or a parrot, do not. Do not do that. They live for like 100 years.
They live to be 80 at least. Brenniger had a bird years ago. It was one of those parakeet birds or whatever they are, named Gus. And I don't know where Gus is now, but I guarantee you Gus is still alive. I think once they finally started having kids, and I mean, Gus was very loud, you know, and I think they gave it to somebody. But somewhere, someplace, Gus is still alive, and they had Gus in the 90s. It is 2025.
Okay, you do you.
Gus would be 33 years old by now. 33. Stupid birds.
I don't think they're stupid.
Well, this one is very smart.
He can use one certain word as an adjective, a verb, and a direct object. That's not stupid.
And what slurs?
I don't want to know. And then what does
like
that say about the owner?
Slurs?
I don't know.
She didn't specify.
What did, like... The bird would have to hear the word to mimic the word. So does that not say to you the owner had a filthy mouth?
Well, not only would they have to hear the word, it would have to be repeated so that the bird could learn the cadence of the word.
And probably said to the bird many times.
Yeah, so like if you're trying to teach, it's my understanding, I've never owned a bird before, but if you're trying, is it a parakeet or a macaw that you
can...
Macaw, whatever. It's my understanding, and again, I've never owned one, but if you're trying to teach them a word, let's say we want the bird to say booger, okay? You have to get right next to them and go, booger, booger.
Well, he learned cracker, like
booger.
Polly want a cracker.
Right, right.
He'll ask for a treat, but then he'll call you something that's not appropriate to say on the air.
A mother.
Could say it on the air once.
913-586-7798.
Danny, you're a birder. You could adopt him.
Yeah, Dana, why don't you get Hendrix?
I'll go, cock-a-cock, cock-a-cock.
913-586-7798.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, speaking of AC/DC, concert footage from one of AC/DC's recent live shows has sparked fierce fan debate on social media, with some urging the legendary rockers to pack it up. It's over. AC/DC have been carving up stages in Europe and the U.S. on their Power Up World Tour in recent months, and they recently announced their Australian comeback. Sadly for the band, however, footage from their latest concert has left many Australian fans rethinking whether to buy tickets to the show. Angus Young, who is, let's be honest, he's the star of AC/DC, can be seen yelling into his microphone while dressed in an unbuttoned white shirt and blue velvet shorts. Singer Brian Johnson, who is nearly deaf, then begins to sing, but the crowd appears to be louder than the vocals from the stage.
Okay, did you hear over in France at a music festival?
Yeah, yeah,
my God, ladies, nearly 150 people reported they were jabbed with a needle while attending an outdoor music festival. Why, you ask? Oh, just wait. French officials said that Sunday, 145 people across the country, including Paris, reported that they had been stabbed with needles at an annual nationwide music festival on Saturday. 12 people, thank God, have been arrested. Victims were taken to the hospital for toxicology tests. What they think is that there has been this alarming spike over there with people reported feeling a stick, and then they lose consciousness in crowded spaces like clubs or bars. A British Parliament report published in 2022 after a sudden increase in spiking incidents said there had been more than 1,000 cases of needle attacks in the country over the last couple of years. 90% happened during the evenings at bars and nightclubs, although some of them happened at festivals. Hmm. So what is the play there? You just go around jabbing women and then hopefully
are the victims always women?
One of them will, like, in a semi-conscious state, agree to go back home with you. Like, they should all be thrown in prison.
Well, it could be even more sinister. What about this idea that whoever is doing it is infected with something?
Were they drugged?
Yes.
Well, he's drugging 150 women at a time?
Well, no, they arrested 12 different people, and it was at different festivals all over the country. So this was a coordinated effort of some kind.
Weird.
Yeah.
They're
saying there are bigger threats out there. No, that's a pretty big one.
That's a big one. Yeah. I got you. Texters, thank you for being smarter than us. Yes, that bird does say a slur. And we played it. It was cracker. That's the slur.
Okay, but in the context that they used that in the story, they were handing him a cracker.
Yeah, the video.
Our listeners are smarter than the TV people, too.
The video showed them feeding the bird.
He says cracker, and they feed him a cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, we're not playing it on the air.
Was the bird confused in that moment?
I don't know.
Could have been.
Okay.
Okay. A new lawsuit by a Prairie Village resident contends the charter ordinance that the city is using to authorize $30 million in bonds is illegal. At issue, by the way, never in the history of my reporting in this town has a city hall and or new police department been so controversial that I can remember.
PV?
It's very controversial. Them wanting to use $30 million in bonds to build a new city hall.
Have you seen their city hall?
I have not been there in a long time.
If you were there, like back when Reagan was president, it hasn't changed.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is a lot of residents, and I saw this on the local news the other night or week ago or whatever it was, are packing the city council meetings opposed to them building a new city hall.
And they had to go to city hall to do that.
That's right.
That building is outdated, and that is the kindest thing I can say about it. Now, would you want to live right across the street from it? You already live right across the street from City Hall if you live on the 75th Street corridor.
At issue is a new municipal complex that the city wishes to build, which would combine the police and municipal court in one building and a new city hall on the other side of the property at 78th and Mission Road in Prairie Village. The city is using a charter ordinance passed in 2016. To finance a roughly $3 million streetlight project to prevent citizens from voting on the project, despite a recent poll finding that residents overwhelmingly want the opportunity to vote. And Prairie Village resident Mark Vianello is suing over that chance.
No, they have to do it correctly. And if they put something out there without proper input, you know, there are rules about this, Scott. You know this. You covered city council meetings. Mm-hmm. You have to announce that you're having a meeting. You have to give people time to digest what you've announced. You have to give everyone public comment time.
That's correct.
They have to follow the steps to do it. But I think few people would argue they don't need a new city hall over there.
Well, and the building may be uglier than sin, but I had the pleasure of going to said building to pay a lot of money because I couldn't keep my foot off the gas pedal a couple of years ago. And it served its purpose just fine. They took my money. I got my receipt and went on my way.
Sam, would you like to rate your experience at the Prairie Village Police Department?
It was a great time, super quick. Didn't have to wait in line.
5 out of 5 stars.
When was the last time you got a speeding ticket?
That is my only speeding ticket.
And when was it?
It was right before Christmas, and I was driving here. No, a couple of years ago, because you guys gave me, thank you very much, by the way, the money for the speeding ticket as my Christmas gift.
That's right. Oh. I remember that.
Yeah, and I was driving here for a Saturday morning shift, and I was driving down 75th Street, and, so you know, nobody was on the road. I thought I was fine.
Okay, so you're 2 years out. When was your last speeding ticket? A month ago?
No. My daughter was in the car with me, and it was on Lamar during a stretch of that road that should not be 25 miles an hour.
But it is, and it's posted.
Was that 3 years ago?
Hmm. Okay.
You?
Honestly, I don't remember.
You got a seatbelt ticket for putting your seatbelt on as you were driving and turning out into traffic.
Correct. Someday I'll tell the secret behind how they got me.
That's kind of splitting hairs.
Mine was more than 2 years ago because I was in my old truck, and I've had my new truck for at least 6.
The last time I got a speeding ticket, I think, was eight years ago.
Okay.
On Woodland Drive in Western Shawnee.
By the way, I just had to pay property taxes yesterday on that car. When does that number start going down?
That's why you don't buy new cars.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's why you don't buy electric vehicles.
But now I sound like Scott. But.
Your taxes is higher because you don't pay gas tax.
I'm trying to do better.
Using the roads.
Oh, my gosh. Give me a break.
Well, no, wait a minute. As somebody who does pay the gas tax, we, as a collective, resent that you guys get to use the same road and you don't have to pay for it.
And many studies suggest damage the road more because of the weight of the vehicle.
Oh, that's right. My goodness. I'm over here trying to save the environment.
Are you?
And then they're dinging me. You know how much it was? Just take a stab at it.
I already know. You told me.
Oh, never mind. It was a lot.
Was it a lot?
I thought you just had to pay that much right after you bought it. I didn't know every year they keep coming back.
Every year. Oh, is this the first year you've ever owned a car?
Well, no, but like even my other car that I had prior to this car, which was a pretty nice car.
Used car.
It was a used car. It was like a 20. 14.
A very used car.
But I mean, I think it was like $200.
Right. And then the next year, it's 190. And then the next year, it's 185. And then it's 170.
But again, you paid the gas tax every week or every 2 weeks when you had to go fill up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so much. They're making up. See, I pay my gas tax once a week,
which is 9 cents on the gallon. That's why there's that little nine there in the corner.
Mm.
That's for, but.
Shut up.
And by the way, I don't think any of us should be paying to maintain roads that you never drive on that aren't in construction, like 69 Highway. I'm talking to you.
What about 435 in Midland? That is the nightmare that won't go away.
Constantly shut down or down to one lane. You know what else happened to me the other day at 435 in Midland?
I feel so sorry for those businesses.
There was traffic ahead of me the other day, Scott. And once they realized they were getting veered off to Midland, they just went,
and
came back onto the highway.
Pause your tape.
I'm not paying for that highway, and I'm not paying for 69 that's been under construction since Bill Clinton was in office, and I know that because that's when I first started working here.
We're way late at the break. 913-58, you came here during Barack Obama's first term. 913-58.
It was still under construction.
586-7798.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But I know what you're talking about. When you're northbound on 435 and you're approaching Midland, if people would read the signs, it tells you to stay in your lane.
Correct.
And if you go down the ramp down toward Midland, you get right back up the ramp and you're back on 435.
Yeah.
But everybody and their mother is losing their mind. Oh my gosh, I'm getting sent over to Midland. You're not.
But why can't I get on the highway from Midland? I got stuck in that the other day. I was just trying to get home, and I had to drive down 75th Street for 9 years because I couldn't get onto the highway.
Well, you can't. I got off on Midland because coming back from the gym a handful of days ago because I wanted to give the gas station, I needed gas, and I wanted to give them my money.
Well, when I went through there, you could not get back on the highway because you forget how wide this city is until you drive from one side of it to the other on the same street.
You can. If you're westbound on Midland, you can go northbound 435. You cannot go southbound 435.
Well, I made it home.
I just later.
Well, that's all that matters.
I want to reiterate that I don't think I should have to pay the gas tax. I don't. You don't I don't ask you to pay an electric vehicle tax.
I didn't buy an electric vehicle.
I didn't buy a gas guzzler.
But we both use the roads.
It's a scam.
Scott, that little nine, by the way, was implemented in 1932, and it was a way for gas stations to be able to charge basically a cent more while still keeping
the price a cent lower.
Yeah.
I think that the government will find any way to get you anytime. Any place.
Welcome.
They're going to get you. And so, like, I'm like, oh, look at me. I don't have to go get gas. And then I get that bill, which, by the way, I had to send an old school check for $700 to the Johnson County Motor Vehicle Department. Would you like to know where I sent the check, Sam? Because if memory serves, there's like a driver's license bureau right here.
There's a bunch of different ones.
It's like half a mile from here.
But I think their main office is in the county building.
Nope. Keep guessing.
One in Olathe, you're right.
Nope, keep guessing. Go east.
South OP.
East of here?
Further east.
Oh, that's right. St. Louis.
Their center where they collect your payments for the Johnson County Motor Vehicle Department is in St. Louis, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably the processing center.
Why?
Because they've outsourced it.
I could have walked it in right here, but I didn't want to. I mean, I feel like if you don't have to go in, you shouldn't go in.
They've outsourced it to a private company.
All right.
I guarantee you that's
based
what it
in
is.
St. Louis.
Yep.
In fact, I didn't have a stamp. I gave it to Johnny, and he looked at it, and he goes, "The Johnson County DMV is in St. Louis." And I go, "Just follow directions, man.
Damnedest thing." It's
where they told me to send the check.
I didn't know you wrote checks.
Very rarely.
Oh man, how did I miss the headline there?
I know.
Very rarely.
A check?
She did?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a check?
You know why? They wouldn't let me pay online. They said I was ineligible, whatever that means. And so I mailed it in.
Did you remember how to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, go ahead and start sending in your arable but terrible jokes. We are doing Terrible Joke Tuesday in about 5 minutes. The text line is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Remember, if it's a naughty joke, we might laugh off air, but we can't read your joke on the air. It has to be arable but terrible.
And you know who you are. There's one guy that just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same guy every week.
Every week.
Gen Z's response is worrying regarding what they're looking for online. Fears of World War III spiraled across TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter this week after the Israeli strikes against Iran, sparking a surge in panic posts, jokes about a military draft, and doomsday memes. This week alone, is the U.S. going to war searches skyrocketed 5,000%.
Right now, if you are getting your news off of TikTok, then you deserve to believe whatever is out there.
56% of Americans get their news that from TikTok.
That is so troubling. So you can see a guy light his fart on fire and then also scroll for news about war. And you think that is going to be an appropriate source for what's going on globally right now. Got it.
Anyway, is the U.S. going to war? That search was up 5,000% this week. World War III was up 2,000%. Yep.
Is lighting your fart on fire considered an act of war?
Can be. If you do it,
How small is the room?
If you do it right in front of my face, we're going to war. We are going to war. Have you ever lit a fart on fire?
No, I have not.
No, Scott. No, you don't ever have to ask a woman that question because the answer is no.
I was asking, Sam. Okay. I have.
In fact, I'll just give you a list of the things you never have to ask a woman ever.
I've lit a fart on fire before.
Have you lit a fart on fire? Is it the very top? You don't ever, ever, ever have to ask a woman that ever. Mm-hmm. You want me to add some more to the list?
Yeah, would you mind?
Here's a good one. Have you ever...
Yeah, that's great. That was awesome.
Have you ever...
That's a good question.
Gone... What's that thing they do in the middle of the road?
Streaking?
Have No. No, it's bad. They go...
Sideshowing.
Are you a sideshower? You don't ever have to ask a woman that. The answer is no.
Well, that's not true. I have seen a couple of ladies in those.
We don't light farts on fire, and we don't go sideshowing. Have you ever shot a gun up into the air on the 4th of July? I would like to think for 99% of the women, the answer is no.
Not for 1%, it's a yes.
Have
it's
you
a hard
ever
yes.
looked down at a firework with your eyeball right next to it and said, why ain't this going off? You don't ever have to ask a woman if she did that. The answer is no. By the way, it is worth mentioning the 4th of July is upon us.
Oh, no. I've seen the tents of inferno destruction going up in my neighborhood.
Well, you also know what that means on your local news. You are going to start seeing the exploding watermelon with the mannequin that has their arm blown off.
That is correct.
You are going to see... last year, they upped it a notch. They had like a mannequin family of people with the M80.
Like the whole family's
like the
firing
whole
it off.
The whole family was firing it off. And it's always like the naked mannequin. Just mark my words. You're going to, as true as you're going to see the salt dome before the first snow, you will see the exploding watermelon mannequin in the next 3 or 4 days.
What do you think we'll see first? The exploding mannequin or cooking or baking cookies underneath the windshield of a car?
Or the fried egg?
Ooh, the fried egg. Ooh. On the fried egg on the hood of a car.
Or on the sidewalk.
We're right next to the 4th of July. I think
I'm going
to
go with fireworks.
But I do want to throw in a dark horse candidate. You don't leave the potato salad out foodborne illness segment.
Ooh, salmonella. All right, we need your terrible jokes, ladies and gentlemen. 913-586-7798. And by the way, the what do you call a certain race filming? I'm not going to read that one. You guys got to keep them arable, but terrible. 913-586-7798. We'll get to terrible jokes in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. All right. Some of you are either hard of hearing or you don't understand the words coming out of my mouth. They have to be arable, but terrible.
Oh, there's a lot of good ones that are not arable today. Oh, they're bad.
Hey, Scott.
They are bad. Yes, Dana.
Did you hear about the two skunks that got divorced?
No.
She took every cent he had.
Hey, Dana. Yes. Did I tell you that I just released my own fragrance?
No.
Yeah, the rest of the people on the elevator did not seem to appreciate it.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
From 3709, I was walking past my fridge last night.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I heard two onions singing a Bee Gees song.
Huh.
But when I opened the door, it was just chives talking.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Why is dough another word for money?
I don't know.
Everyone needs it.
Did I tell you last week, Sam, it was super sad. A man was shot more than 200 times with an upholstery gun.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Surgeons revealed he is now fully recovered.
Very good. Hey, Dana.
Yes.
This is from 5799. Why did David Hasselhoff start going by The Hoff?
Why?
It was less of a hassle.
Wow.
Hey, Scott.
Dana.
What do you call a knight who just lost a fencing match? A sword loser.
Hey, Dana.
What?
I have some really sad news for you. I just heard they aren't going to be making the yardstick any longer.
Oh, no.
That's the joke.
Oh.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
From 5581, why did the stormtroopers use an iPhone?
I don't know.
Because he couldn't find the droid he was looking for.
Very funny blonde joke. I will not be reading that one.
Dana doesn't get that because she regifted the Star Wars movie that I gave her for Christmas.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, what's up?
What happens when you fight a dinosaur?
I don't know.
Oh, you get your ass kicked.
Have I ever told you, Scott, that parallel lines have so much in common?
No.
It's a shame they'll never meet.
Hey, Dana.
What?
What do you call cheese that goes to the gym?
What?
Shredded.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
from 0575. Where did the hacker go? How apropos that I tell this joke.
Uh-huh.
He ran somewhere.
Okay. While we're at it, hey, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell a hacker after a bad breakup?
What?
It's okay. There are plenty of fish in the sea.
Okay. Get out.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, what's up?
How many hackers does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Okay. I don't know, Sam. How many?
None. They just tell Scott to do it and okay. He listens.
All right.
Did I tell you guys I used to be a kleptomaniac?
No.
I'm taking something for it now.
Sam, I'm going to read the beginning of this joke. Tell me if I can finish it.
Uh-oh.
That's even worse.
Did I tell you, Sam, I've been learning to speak Spanish lately?
I wouldn't finish that one.
Hey, Sam, I told my suitcase there would be no vacation this year.
Really?
Now I'm dealing with emotional baggage.
Sam.
Yes?
You know, my wife.
There are so many I can't read. Sorry.
I know. I think they do it on purpose. From 7129, you know, my wife hates it when our 20-year-old neighbor sunbathes topless.
Really?
Yeah, me, I'm on the fence.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
What do you call somebody with no body and no nose?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
You know, I used to play the piano by ear.
Mm-hmm.
Now I use my hands.
Scott, I've always found that singing in the shower is super fun.
Oh.
Until the shampoo gets in your mouth. Then it's a soap opera.
Okay.
Sam, why did the stadium get hot after the concert?
I don't know.
All the fans went home.
Okay.
Wow.
A couple of oldies but goodies here. Sam, did I tell you I just built an ATM that only gives out coins?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why anybody's ever thought of this before. It makes sense.
Sam, why did the horse go behind the tree?
I don't know. Why?
To change his jockeys.
Okay. Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl using the restroom?
I don't know.
No, the pee is silent.
Okay. Hey, Scott.
Yes,
what
Dana?
Did the dog say when he sat on steel wool?
What?
Rough.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
What?
Why can't James Bond pass gas in bed?
Why can't James Bond pass gas in bed?
It'll blow his cover.
Hey, Dana. I tell you, my wife told me to stop acting like a flamingo.
No.
Yeah, I had to put my foot down.
Did I tell you I once got into a fight with a broken elevator?
No.
It was just wrong on so many levels.
Okay. My God.
Yeah, there were a lot that we couldn't read today. Hey, Scott!
Hey, Sam, what's up, buddy?
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Well, Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left ye.
And with that, we go to the news. Sam Stevie III, she is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.